Upheaval, breaking point. Chapter 10. Defiant stand. My dearest and most faithful student, Twilight Sparkle, of course I have time to see you, especially since your letter sounds so urgent. Come to the palace as soon as you are able to, and I will be waiting. Princess Celestia's reply had come swiftly, as Twilight had come to expect, given Spike's abilities. Dearest and most faithful student, was a point of pride for her. Now it felt like a very heavy title. For all of Princess Celestia's faith in her, here she was, carrying knowledge that she shouldn't be. And I have just as much faith in her as she does in me, she thought. Which is why I'm going to talk to her about this instead of sneaking around. The threat of punishment loomed over her, even if I'm afraid of what she might do. Once more, Twilight was back in Canterlot. It was late afternoon by the time she had arrived, and the slowly setting sun cast everything in a red-orange light. The city's magnificent buildings didn't feel so welcoming now. Canterlot was not her old home where she spent many wonderful years studying under her beloved teacher. Today, Canterlot was the mighty capital of Equestria, the home of their ruler, the most powerful pony in the entire world, and a testament to the unbroken centuries of her dominion. Canterlot had always been big, but this was the first time it loomed over her, and she felt very small indeed. On her back, she could feel Spike shiver slightly. That alone told her that he was feeling the same way.
We're really going through with this, aren't we? Spike asked.
Yes, Twilight said. Spike, it's not too late for you. You can go back and forget what I told you.
I won't, Spike said. Especially if you won't. I've never met any pony from this Equestrian Legion, but if you believe that you have to do this, then I believe in you.
Thank you, Spike. That means a lot.
Maybe we could stop at Donut Joe's first? Spike asked. They might be the last donuts we'll ever eat in the Heartland.
Spike!
I'm just kidding. I could use a little humor, especially when all these buildings look like they're going to fall on me for going along with you.
Despite her fear, Twilight made her way immediately to the royal palace. Walking through what should be the familiar halls of her mentor's home, she was now aware of details that had escaped her before. The white stone walls looked especially cold today. The halls and chambers looked much bigger and grander. The royal guards posted at the entrances looked especially stern. She wondered why Princess Celestia would need so many stallions to guard her home when danger was so unlikely to come to Canterlot, let alone the royal palace. Finally, Twilight reached the throne room where she faced the long stairs that led to Princess Celestia's seat. The princess stood atop the stairs, as majestic as ever. Her colorful mane flowed around her, despite the lack of wind, and her great, white-feathered wings spread out from either side of her. Here in the Heartland, Celestia towered over every pony. The elevation of her throne only heightened that great difference between her and the rest of her subjects. To look upon the princess was to look up.
"Twilight, you've arrived,"
Celestia said. She gestured to her guards that flanked her throne. They departed silently, leaving the throne room empty. Twilight heard the great doors behind her shut. The sound echoed within the empty room with a sense of finality. Hundreds of chances passed her by on her way to this place, and she had ignored each one of them. There was no turning back now.
"Your letter sounded very important," Celestia said. "What did you want to talk about?"
Nothing had changed in the way she spoke to her student. For all her mentor's power and rank, Twilight had always been at ease with the princess. Their lessons had always been fun, and their conversations casual. She walked forward while Spike dismounted and followed by her side. She was determined to stay honest, no matter the cost.
"Your Highness," Twilight said, "I came here to talk about the Equestrian Legion."
"Tell me again why we decided to come all the way out here to Canterlot."
With a slightly annoyed frown, Rarity directed the question at Pinkie Pie, who was happily leading the group through the streets of Canterlot.
"Haven't you noticed how Twilight's been looking really stressed and acting weird ever since she came back from wherever it was that she disappeared to?"
Pinkie asked. "I have," Rarity said. "I don't see where following her to Canterlot fits in.
I figured that we can all surprise her and help her out. Maybe if we can help her with whatever she's doing, she won't need to go to Canterlot so often.
Or we could just be disturbing her, and our disturbance will result in less work of her being done, making her to have come here even more." When Rarity saw Pinkie's wide, uncomprehending grin, she decided to just be silent.
"Rarity, if you don't think we should be doing this, then why'd you come along?" Applejack asked.
"Well, she was acting strangely," Rarity replied. "And that odd question she asked, I was curious. Since every pony had decided to go..."
Girls?
Fluttershy looked around the city and edged closer to her friends for comfort. Canterlot was huge and bustling with activity, much more so if compared to Ponyville.
"How do we even find her here?"
Despite their better judgment, all of them turned towards the pony who had brought them all here.
"I don't know. I didn't plan that far ahead,"
Pinkie replied. Several hoofs encountered their respective faces.
"I know," Rainbow Dash said. "Let's ask one of the guards. They know Twilight. They probably saw her come here and where she was going."
"Listen to what you're saying, dear," Rarity replied. "It's not like every royal guard in Canterlot knows who Twilight..." Before Rarity could finish, Rainbow Dash had already flown towards a nearby pair of patrolling guards. When the rest of them came closer, one of the guards was already answering.
"Miss Sparkle, I saw her heading for the palace earlier. I heard from the previous shift that she had requested a private audience. Her Highness just booted all the guards from the throne room. Makes me wonder why she even has..."
The other guard nudged the talking one hard, prompting him to stop himself.
Like I said, she should be in the royal palace."
The two guards moved on, leaving the five of them by the street.
"It's getting a little late, but let's wait for Twilight by the palace,"
Pinkie said.
"Do you think that's all right?" Rarity asked. "Is the royal palace even open to the public, especially when it's getting so close to nighttime?"
"Can't hurt to try," Applejack said. "We'll wait outside if they won't let us in."
The five of them made their way to the royal palace. Despite its precarious position by the side of a sheer cliff, it didn't take them long to get there. The palace was bustling with activity when they got there, with the royal guards in the middle of changing shifts and preparing for Princess Luna's moon raising. To their relief, they were allowed to enter, so long as they didn't get under hoof.
"Miss Sparkle is in the throne room," another guard said when they asked him for directions. "Don't cause trouble while you wait. The next shift is getting antsy because they have to stand outside until she finishes. She hasn't caused this much of a commotion with the guards since that cloud conjuration incident."
The guard shuddered before moving on.
"I take it back," Rarity muttered. "Every royal guard does know who Twilight is. What a surprisingly well-informed garrison."
They reached the hall outside the throne room, where a squad of royal guards was indeed waiting.
"Wonder what they could be talking about in there," Rainbow Dash said.
"Rainbow, put a damper on that train of thought," Applejack said. "Next thing you know, you'll be..."
"Halt!"
one of the guards shouted.
"What do you think you're doing?"
The warning had come too late. Rainbow Dash had flown past the guards and put her ear to the double doors that led to the throne room.
"How do you know about that?"
When Twilight had asked the question, she had expected a range of emotions from Princess Celestia. Anger, surprise, disappointment. She hadn't expected a withering, despairing look that made her cringe on the spot. For a moment, the princess looked as if she was watching a nightmare come into reality right before her eyes. The urge to run nearly overpowered Twilight. She swallowed hard and steeled herself.
"I broke the memory lock spell that was placed on me."
It was as if something had descended upon Princess Celestia and sucked away all her emotions. Twilight blinked and looked closer. Her mentor appeared less vibrant. Even her colorful, flowing mane fell still. Her silence was unbearable. It made the throne room, which had always been a majestic sight, feel like the inside of a dungeon. Finally, Celestia spoke. "My brother never liked using his magic," she said. "That is why his legionnaires call him names like Trampler Tirado or Bloody Hoofed Tirado." Twilight remained silent. Celestia spoke in a subdued monotone. It was impossible to tell how her mentor was now feeling. "But that doesn't mean that his magic is weak," Celestia continued. "As strong as you are, you would have needed help, a trigger of some sort. What was it? Do you still have it?" "It was..." Twilight stopped herself. Captain Vanguard Clash would surely get into a lot of trouble if she showed the princess's emblem. Celestia would ask her brother to find out to whom it belonged, and it wouldn't be long before he faced punishment. As a legionnaire, he may come out of it worse than her. Celestia continued to stare at her. She had to give some answer. "I can't tell you," she said. A hint of emotion finally crossed the princess's face. Disappointment. Twilight felt herself shrink on the spot. "You are protecting some pony," Celestia said. "I understand. Twilight, I cannot allow knowledge of the Equestrian Legion to spread here. I won't ask you how you came upon it, but please give me the trigger and submit yourself to another memory lock. It's for the best." "Why?" The question put a puzzled look on Celestia's face. "What do you mean?" she asked. "Why would it be for the best?" Twilight asked. "This is why I came here today, Your Highness. Why must no pony in the Heartland know about the Equestrian Legion?" The puzzlement on Celestia's face turned to resignation. "If it will convince you to submit yourself to a memory lock, then I will tell you." She descended the stairs to her throne so that she was on the same level as Twilight. "When we first took it upon ourselves to rule Equestria, Tirado, Luna and I strove to protect all of ponykind. This realm was always meant to be a safe haven for ponies, a place meant to nurture harmony." A deep frown furrowed Celestia's eyebrows as she continued. Twilight shivered. She had never seen such an expression on her mentor's face, not even during her worst miscasting during their lessons. "We were attacked almost immediately. We never provoked anyone. All we wanted was to live in peace." "Why would they attack?" Twilight asked. "Fenrir wanted Luna to be his bride." Disgust crept into Celestia's tone. "When she refused, he declared that he would tear into Equestria to take her. Arrogak hates anything that isn't an Urson. The Orphodites consider ponies to be a delicacy. Sisif doesn't want neighbors. He wants a farm. Despite their vicious and cruel ways, we kept all of them at bay." The disgust disappeared from Celestia's voice, replaced by sadness. "But we were losing. Tirado led the Legion to one victory after another, but it wasn't enough to stop the loss." "I don't understand," Twilight said. "You were protecting Equestria." "I was protecting our territory," Celestia replied. "I was protecting every pony's body, but I had to also protect who we were. The constant fighting was an assault on our very identity. Ponies are creatures of harmony, of honesty, loyalty, kindness, generosity, laughter, and magic. The war was destroying that identity, and I could do nothing to stop it. You have been to the Barrier Lands. Have you seen what the Woven are like?" Twilight nodded. A shiver ran through her as she remembered the savage, lupine creatures that had lunged at her. "Terrifying creatures," Celestia continued. "Fenrir wants his subjects to be as vicious as possible, and they are eager to please him. Yet they are not what I fear most. The stuff of my nightmares is seeing my subjects become more and more like them. I've walked past a group of ponies while they talked about the best way to crush a wolven. I've listened to captains comparing how many Ursans they've killed, then had them look to me for praise. I've watched a pony get shot to death with poison arrows while the pony next to him just shrugged and went on fighting." Celestia was silent for a moment. When she spoke, her voice had dropped to barely above a whisper. I have watched my own little sister clap excitedly while my brother told her how he stepped out the eye of the King of Wolvengard. These are the things that we were losing Equestria to. These things kept me up at night. Sometimes they still do. Something had to be done.
Through the throne room's great windows, Twilight noticed that nighttime had completely settled. Princess Luna's magic was already at work as a stream of moonlight filled the room.
I am not all-powerful, Celestia continued. I had to accept that. I cannot wave a hoof and make all our enemies disappear. The Legion is needed, and there must always be ponies to join it. I cannot save every pony, so I did what I could. I took as many as possible with me and created the Heartland. It was a hard decision, but it had to be made. Even those who were to be left outside believed that it had to be done. Celestia looked at Twilight earnestly, pleadingly. Do you understand now? She asked. Sacrifices were made to protect Equestria. If you spread the knowledge of what the Legion is, they will be all for naught. Please, Twilight, give me the trigger and subject yourself to another memory lock. Twilight found herself frozen in place. It wasn't fear that kept her paralyzed. It was hesitation. Next to her, Spike looked completely lost. He looked up to her, wordlessly reminding her that he would go along with whatever decision she made. She couldn't ignore the part of her that wanted to agree with Princess Celestia. Perhaps she'd be better off just forgetting and trusting in her mentor's decisions. But, try as she might, she couldn't listen to that part. I can't, she said. Twilight, Celestia said. I understand why you did it, Your Highness, but I can't agree with you on this. No matter what kind of fate awaits pony kind, even if war does change us for the worst, we have to face it together, not by leaving others behind and forgetting them. Please, Your Highness, this division must stop. Your brother and the Legion stand strong in the Barrier Lands, but they will stand stronger with us. Please, take down your barrier and let every pony fight for our Equestria.
Celestia looked upon her student in disbelief. Her face twisted in hesitation as the words and their meaning dawned upon her. She was silent for a while, as if fighting a battle with herself. Then she closed her eyes briefly before speaking, her face resolved as she did so.
I won't, she answered. This is how things should be. You must understand, Twilight. Understand and go through the memory lock, otherwise I will be forced to banish you. I must sacrifice even my faithful student to protect Equestria.
And there it was. Twilight had come to Canterlot knowing how real the threat of banishment was. To hear it actually come from the princess left her breathless. The throne room was silent, save for the hammering of her heart in her ears. Her life in the Heartland flashed before her, her days being with her parents, her days studying in Canterlot, her days in Ponyville.
I'm going to miss this place, Twilight whispered.
She looked at Princess Celestia, her mentor and dear friend, and tried to muster a weak smile.
And I'm going to miss you, but I can't just turn a blind eye and walk away. I just can't.
A trickle of tears flowed from Celestia's face, dropping forlornly onto the cold, white stone floor. They were mirrored by Twilight's own tears. Spike looked away, sniffling while he buried his face in his claws. For some time, they remained silently weeping. Then the tears stopped as Celestia raised herself to full height. Her face was stern in judgment as she spoke in the traditional way of a princess addressing a subject.
Then so be it, she said.
Her words echoed across the throne room.
For Equestria's sake, Twilight Sparkle, you are hereby banished to the Barrier Lands.
Her face softened and her voice cracked.
I'm sorry, she whispered, but you've left me no other choice.
Wait!
The doors to the throne room burst open and a sky-blue Pegasus flew towards them in a streak of rainbow colors.
Rainbow Dash! Twilight exclaimed. Your Highness, please don't do this,
Rainbow Dash said. She bowed so low that her forehead touched the floor.
"Whatever Twilight did, please forgive her. Please don't banish her."
One of the royal guards flew in and tackled Rainbow Dash, pinning her to the ground.
"Stop right there, Pegasus Pony," he said. "Your spree is at an end."
"This is bad," Spike said. "If Rainbow's here, then..."
Twilight turned around. As she had guessed, the rest of her friends came charging into the throne room. Princess Celestia gestured at the guard who let Rainbow Dash get up.
"Is Dash right, Twilight?"
Applejack asked as she came running up to them. All of their friends followed soon after. They stood in a protective circle around Twilight.
"Are you getting banished?"
"What could you have possibly done to merit such punishment?"
Rarity asked before Twilight could answer. She turned towards Celestia and bowed.
"I also respectfully ask for reconsideration, Your Highness." "I do not wish to do this," Celestia replied. "It is Twilight who has chosen this fate."
The other ponies looked to Twilight, eyes quietly asking for an explanation.
"I can't tell you," Twilight said, "or you'll be dragged into this too."
"I'm not getting dragged anywhere," Applejack replied. "I'm jumping right in, so spill the beans already, Twilight."
When Twilight refused to answer, Rainbow Dash stepped in.
"Who cares what she's done?" she asked. "If Twilight's getting banished, then I'm going with her."
Twilight gasped.
"Rainbow, no!"
Of all the times Rainbow Dash's impulsiveness caused trouble, this would be the worst possible occasion.
"I'm going too,"
Applejack added.
"And I as well," Rarity said. "If nothing else can be done, that is," she added. I'm going if my friends are,"
Fluttershy said.
"Count me in,"
Pinky chimed.
"Can we throw a farewell party first? Banishment party?"
Upon seeing Twilight's horrified expression, Celestia spoke again. "Now you have a taste of the kind of decisions I must make," she told Twilight. "Are you still so willing to stand your ground in this when your friends must share your fate?" Twilight quailed at the thought of involving all her friends in her banishment. Could she do this? How could she even live in banishment with all the guilt? She looked at each of them.
"Don't do this," she implored.
"We'll go through this together," Applejack said.
"But you have family. They'll miss you."
For a moment, Applejack hesitated, but her determined expression returned quickly.
"They still have each other. I'm not letting you go on alone."
"But you don't even know why I'm getting banished, or where I'm getting banished to."
"Doesn't matter," Rainbow Dash said. "If you believe in it, that's good enough for me. I'm with you, Twilight."
Twilight looked around her, trying desperately to keep what was happening from continuing.
"And don't you go back on your decision either," Rarity said. "This is a sacrifice we're willing to make. Don't turn it around and give up on what you believe in because we held you back."
"Everyone,"
Twilight sniffled and choked as she tried to speak.
"Everyone, please."
One more look at their determined faces and she gave up. Her voice quivering, she stood at the center of her friends and faced her mentor.
"I won't change my mind. Just as I said, no matter what fate we face it together. This is how ponies should be."
At the sight of them, Celestia looked away. Already her horn glowed a brilliant white light. The royal guards stepped back, fearful of the punishment their princess was about to inflict.
"Is there anywhere in the barrier lands you wish to go?" Celestia asked.
Twilight knew her answer right away. It was the only place she knew, and she wanted to do something over there as well.
"Fangbreaker Fortress,"
she replied. With a curt nod, Princess Celestia waved her horn above them, surrounding them in a nimbus of brilliant white light.
"Well, at least Rarity is coming," Spike muttered. "Barrier lands, here we come."
A flash of magic seared away the sight of Celestia's emotionless gaze. Once more, Twilight found herself on the wings of a powerful teleportation spell. There was no confusion this time. She knew exactly where she was going and why. She didn't fall on anything as well. Her mentor's spell was perfectly precise. She was standing on a stone floor as soon as she felt the spell recede. It was only a matter of time before the glare gave way.
"Where are we?"
Spike asked as he rubbed his eyes. When her vision cleared, Twilight looked around. Her friends were having more difficulty adjusting their eyes, likely because they weren't used to even short teleportations, let alone a long-distance one. They were in the same audience chamber where she met Prince Tirado. There were no ponies beside them around, though. "Fangbreaker Fortress," she answered.
"Fangbreak what?"
Applejack asked. She looked like she was about to throw up.
"I can't believe we actually went through that," Rarity said. She was adjusting much better than the others thanks to her affinity with magic. "I just hope we're somewhere civilized."
Before Twilight could reply, the doors to the audience chamber burst open. She turned toward the sound, expecting to encounter some guards. A trio of snarling wolven burst through the doorway and charged.